Hi, Royals fans. This is JJ Piccolo. The University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Kansas City Royals.
And gone!
Trust the same experts who make the right call for the Royals and go to kansashealthsystem.com/royals.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Wednesday, July 29th, 2020. Stephen St. John and Nate Buchady now joined by J.J. Piccolo from the Kansas City Royals. J.J., good morning. How are you?
Doing great, guys. Good morning to you as well.
J.J., almost a week in the books for this 60-game season. Overall, how do you think things have gone these first five games for the Kansas City Royals?
I think we've competed well. I mean, I think we faced some really tough pitching first 3 days of the season, but we got a win out of that series, and I thought it was a great win. I thought the team played extremely well on Saturday, and there were a lot of great things that happened from pitching to some timely hitting, some execution. So there were some really good things that happened that day. And so far, you know, on the road in Detroit, splitting two games. But last night was a tough loss. But, you know, we'll bounce back today.
Hey, let's talk about that win you mentioned, because that was our first time as Royals fans to get to see this new extra innings rule where the guy goes to second base to start off the inning. And it worked out well. I actually thought it was pretty entertaining. I enjoyed it. Now we'll see how I feel, I guess, after I watch it a bunch of times. But what do you think of it? And what do you think of the different strategies that we might see people employ when it comes to this this new rule in extra innings?
Well, I think there's going to be differences in ways each manager plays it. Man, there's a big difference when you're at home versus on the road. We were obviously on the road. So Mike chose to move the runner up, and Eric Mejia laid a great bunt down, and then you get a sacrifice fly, and you know, all of a sudden you put the pressure on the home team, and then it's interesting to see how they responded. And in their case, they had what appeared to be a very obvious bunt situation to move guys up to second and third, and they would have had Ramirez and Lindor coming up, two of their top hitters. You know, likely we would have walked Ramirez, but you still got Lindor, you know, with a base hit to win the game. But they chose to swing away, and, you know, fortunately worked out in our favor. Now, it'll be interesting to see what Cleveland does next time around. You know, maybe they learn something from there, but I think a lot of it is analytically based. You're playing probabilities and percentages, and, you know, each analytic department's going to have offered their different opinions to all the managers and how, you know, what the likelihood is to score a run. Runs expected is the category we talk about in all these different scenarios. But I think a lot of it really has to come down to where you are in your lineup, what your personnel is at that point in the game. And I thought it was interesting. You know, you saw right away we pinch run Brett Phillips, who turns out to be a defensive replacement as well. And we had the right team on the field defensively to end that game. So it worked out in our favor, and I thought Eric Mejia did a great job coming off the bench and laying that bunt down. So, you know, so your personnel has a lot to do with it. So I could go on and on because there's so many different scenarios, but it'll be fun to see how each team plays it.
That was also Royals fans' first chance to see Brady Singer in a Major League Baseball game, and I think everyone can agree now we just want to see more. What did you think of his first start?
Well, hard not to like it. He really, really pitched well. If I had to be critical, the only thing I would say is don't go face first into home plate on a wild pitch. but he was excellent. You know, just very, very composed. And, you know, he threw that first pitch, and it was a high fastball for a ball. And it's like, okay, let's get this pitch in the strike zone. And he dialed it back a little bit, got back in the count. And I just felt like from there he was, you know, not quite on cruise control, but he was in control the whole time. And very similar to what we saw when he was in college, very similar to what we saw last year in the minor leagues. It was just a different venue, a bigger stage, but the same Brady Singer. So it was great.
We're visiting with J.J. Piccolo. And J.J., I know from all the years we've spent talking to you that not just you, but most of the guys that work in the front office and on the scouting side with the Kansas City Royals develop personal relationships with guys in the organization, you know, the prospects that are coming up through the minor leagues. And So I want to ask you about Foster Griffin from that point of view, because we've spent a lot of time the last couple of days empathizing for him. What a tough day or bittersweet day it must be when it's your birthday, you finally accomplish your lifelong dream of pitching in the big leagues, you get a win, and then you have to get taken from the game because of an arm injury. And we heard stories about him struggling in the minor leagues and wondering if he was ever going to make it to the big leagues and all that. I'm curious what you can tell us about your relationship with him and maybe just your thoughts on how bittersweet of a moment that was for a guy you guys drafted highly that had to really earn his way to get here.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking for all of us. You know, we always, throughout the games, there's always text chains going with different people, and he comes out of that first inning and, collectively as an organization, the pitching coaches, the people that were involved in signing him, you're all on texting each other, and, he threw so well that inning too. I mean, he was outstanding. So you go from an extreme high to an extreme low, and we're not even the player, so you can't, who knows what was going through Foster's mind at that time. But it's just heartbreaking. It is a really odd day. I mean, it's, I guess if there's a silver lining, he made his debut and he got a win. Hopefully the injury is not long term, but you just feel for him. And Foster's always just been a class individual, professional through and through. He worked extremely hard this offseason. He was consciously trying to change something in his arm action, which he successfully did, and went to winter ball and pitched extremely well. And when guys go to winter ball, it just shows the level of commitment they have to their careers. And he did that at a stage where he was, he was a Pacific Coast League All-Star last year. So when guys do that, they are less likely to go to pitch in winter ball. But he went and pitched in winter ball and did a great job. And he came back in spring training, and you could see the differences. And we were excited about him, and he represented something that this team's going to need right now in length in the bullpen, because we're missing Junis and Keller in the starting rotation. He was going to carry a big load for us. And, it's just heartbreaking for him and his family to have worked so hard and then to pitch one in, one plus, and then have that injury. So we'll pray for him and hopefully get him back as soon as we can.
J.J. Piccolo is our guest. All right, J.J., in last night's game, obviously in the ninth inning, Adalberto Mondesi had a bad mental error, didn't run out, pop fly, and got thrown out, and he had an error in the seventh inning earlier. And Mike Matheny was talking about it in the post game and said that it's pretty clear that his struggles at the plate, he's pressing, and he's carrying that over into the field and even last night on the base paths. I know every player is different, but what's the right way to handle a player when you have clearly a guy that's struggling and it's starting to make him press and make mistakes that normally he wouldn't make, like we saw last night?
Yeah, the thing about it right now is whenever somebody starts off in a slump, it seems to be magnified. If you go through a stretch like a few of our players are going through right now in the middle of a season, it sort of gets lost in the shuffle. But when you start off slow, the pressure seems to mount a little bit quicker. And Monty's still a young player. I know he's been in the big leagues a few years. He's still a young player, but we know he's a high character guy. We know he's going to bounce back. This is Mike's first year with him, but, my guess is Mike has put his arm around him and say, hey, look, man, we're behind you, and, we just need you to forget about last night, learn from it, forget about last night, let's move on. And the thing from my perspective and dealing with minor leaguers, they're the that we draw off of. We can use that as an example of why we need to run every ball out, how important it is. If you're a speed player, that's a ball that you could be on second base. So you try to make a negative into a positive and make it a learning moment. So from major leagues on down, and I'm sure that's what Mike's going to do with his team today, and that's what we'll do with our guys over at the T-Bone Stadium.
Hey, I'm glad you brought up T-Bone Stadium, JJ, because I wanted to ask you about this last week, and we ran out of time, as a person myself who was born and raised in Kansas City, Kansas, and proud of all the development that's happened out in Western KCK over the years, that stadium's going to be used this year, which it would have been empty because of everything that's going on. And can you tell us about the agreement you guys formed with, I guess, the unified government and KCK and the T-Bone Stadium? And what exactly will you guys be doing out there through the course of this summer with the minor league players?
Well, we're here basically every day, you know, and our workouts vary. You know, it's a different type of atmosphere because we really don't have two teams here to play full inter squads. So what we do, we have a work schedule for about 2.5 hours. That's basically you're hitting, fielding, base running, bunting, all the basics that we need to cover every day. And then after that, we go into what's more of a traditional pregame routine, you know, where we might take infield, outfield, go over team fundamental, batting practice, and then however many innings we would have that day, we play. And, you know, it's what we have 8 fielders out there, and then there's 3 to 4 guys that are hitting, and we rotate those 3 out to the field. But it's been tremendous so far. We're running into some tough weather. It makes it a little more challenging, but you know, it's been tremendous. The kids have had a great attitude. Chris Brown and his staff here have been very welcoming to us and very accommodating. And it's a great facility. We got, you know, all the space we need from a batting cage perspective. The field's in excellent condition. The bullpen mounds are in great condition. So we, you know, we really like the facility here, and we're glad that they were welcoming and desired to have us here. It worked out really well, and for our players who are going to be back and forth, you know, major league to this taxi squad, you know, from a convenience and logistical standpoint, it makes all the sense in the world. They're in one place, living one spot all summer long, and it's just a matter if they're going west or going east. So it's worked out very well.
JJ Piccolo is our guest. JJ, this week the Royals also sign Matt Harvey to a minor league deal. And we all remember Matt Harvey from a few years ago. But Matt Harvey, is this a guy, and maybe you don't know this yet, but is this a guy that could be on the radar to help this year, or is this more targeted towards next season?
Well, I think the immediate is more what we're looking at with hopefully potential to move into next year. You know, so far he's thrown one bullpen here. He's in great shape. You can tell he's very locked in and determined and anxious to sort of redeem himself. You know, he had a tough year last year, but we all know what he's capable of, and we're glad that he's here. And the other thing that he brings is a sense of veteran leadership here. You know, he's not a real talkative guy, but you watch him do his work, and you get some other young pitchers around here, you know, that watch what he does, and that's always a good thing. And he's been great in the first couple of days he's been here, but we'd like to think that he's going to help us out this year. And then you look into 21, you know, based on what happens, you know, through the course of this season. But it's a good sign for us, and we're hopeful and optimistic that he's going to help us out.
Hey, JJ, what are you expecting this second time around from like guys like Danny Duffy and Brady Singer, after they both, like you said, had pretty good outings? We get to see that second time through the rotation right now.
You know, the veteran scouts used to tell me the second start's always the toughest start. First start's kind of adrenaline, gets you going and gets you through it. The second start can be a little bit of a regression, and then the third start, you know, guys roll into their season and get very comfortable. But, you know, with the way Danny threw, you know, he was up to 90 pitches in summer camp, and then we kept him at, I forget what it was, 60-some pitches opening day. I think that was probably very intentional on Cal Eldred and Mike Matheny's standpoint, and probably I in the second start. You know, what puts him in a better position going into the second start? But there's no reason to think that, you know, he's not going to pitch well tonight. And with, you know, Brady, the same thing. I mean, it's a different team, different uniform, different stadium. I think the competitiveness in him will carry him through this. You know, it'll be interesting now that, you know, the opponent is going to have some film and going to have an idea in how he pitches, it'll be interesting to see if they can make any adjustments. You know, so that's what makes this game fun, and I think it'll be a good couple nights for us. I like our pitching matchups.
I thought Kyle Zimmer looked pretty good the first couple of innings last night. What do you take away from that appearance?
Well, he's been good, really, throughout this summer camp. I mean, we know his health history. It's always been about health, and then last year he's healthy, and it became about command. You know, he wasn't commanding the ball, but I think that was just really the rust that he had developed over the years of not being out on a field and competing, and that's why we kept running him out there in the minor leagues. He did a lot last year of what he did last night. You know, open a game, go two innings, two and a third. Some nights it was one inning. So that's not a role that he hadn't been in before. But his command, the first two outings here, has been very good. So I think that's a great sign. I know he lost that one pitch in his last hitter he faced. But, you know, that I think what we're seeing is now a year of actually pitching and pitching healthy and now honing it in and commanding his fastball the way he can, because his curveball is devastating. So if the fastball command's good, you know, the breaking ball is going to play that much better. If the fastball command's not great, they just eliminate the breaking ball. You know, so it's good to see him make that adjustment. I think he'll continue to get sharper and sharper through the year.
Well, hey, JJ.
JJ Piccolo has been our guest, and we appreciate you coming on the show, JJ, as always. And looking forward to the Royals being back in Kansas City, even though the fans can't go out there, it'll be good to have the boys back at Kauffman Stadium playing a game that matters.
Yes, it will. We look forward to it as well.
Thank you, JJ. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
That is JJ Piccolo, who joins us every week to talk a little baseball with us. And the Royals will be back in action tonight with Danny Duffy on the mound for his second start of the season. And so we'll see how Danny Duffy does against a lineup that he should have some success against. And the Royals, it would be nice if they could win this series against the Detroit Tigers before they come home this weekend. So we will take a break back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.